Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Yes, yummy. And one of the ways we know if we're helping you is when you send in emails, you call us and let us know my life was better and I could implement that. We hear you saying over and over again,
that was easy.
Yes, that was easy. And we know we're on target when we hear that because we're going for easy. Today's show brought to you by AdvancedLiving.com, home of the wonderful comfort clock. Chicken Soup for the Soul, our friend Jack Canfield, the star of The Secret, Reverend Michael Beckwith, a couple of the people that love this item. Take a look at AdvancedLiving.com. Learn such an easy way to plug in a Clark Kent clock with superpowers and have your life get better quickly. For today's program, we're going all out, doing something with a topic. I love the name, spiritual engineering. You just gotta love it. We're having two people, a husband and wife team, Thomas Strasser and Patricia Strasser. And what I love about their work is Thomas introduced Patricia to it in 2002, and she's still around. Not only is she around, she married him. Okay? So...
See, it works. It works.
So, folks, I mean... We'll give you their website, and that's the show. We've taken care of the show. You don't need any more credibility than that. You can go to www.spiritual-engineering.com. Okay, and of course there's more to it. So since we have some more time to spend with these loving people and learn about this, let me give you a little bit of their background, folks. Patricia, she was originally from Colombia, South America, moved to the United States in 1988, received a bachelor's degree in psychology, has an extensive background in teaching, counseling, psychology, all of this stuff provided invaluable, it proved wonderfully supportive for her efforts to positively transform the lives of abused children, adults, and families. And then her own incredible personal transformation, as I was alluding to earlier, began in 2002 when she met who is now her husband, Tom, and he introduced her to this. So they are living the program, and we get to learn more about that. And this is so wonderful. And, of course, we're wondering, well, who the heck put this together, and that gets to be Thomas Strasser. And he's the founder of Spiritual Engineering, Inc., and Thomas is a dynamic and gifted and highly sought-after public speaker, if Patricia will let him out of the house once in a while. and yeah, the stuff works so well, folks, I got to tell you.
We have a great combination.
And Thomas is a writer and a visionary and just with great leadership qualities, and his mission is to basically, and get ready, this is what we want, is to give us the tools and education that we need to change our own lives into amazing success on every level, okay? And he has a bachelor's degree in engineering, so we got to have a foundation of how to put things together, a graduate degree in psychology, spoken to people from all over the world, and he has been through some stuff. If we want to know, has he had a tough time? Yes, he's been through some of big, big challenges, which sometimes propel us and compel us into taking a dynamic action. He was diagnosed with total blindness, had to deal with the death of a teenage stepdaughter, death of his mother, and his wife, death of his wife. Of many years, who died of cancer, and of course, by applying the life-changing processes of spiritual engineering to his life, Tom developed all the necessary tools and skills that he needed to achieve and maintain an extremely joyful, productive, and prosperous life that he's continuing today. And when you see some of the happy pictures and you go to spiritual-engineering.com under products, you'll see there's some happy pictures there. Oh my gosh! And then the About Us page with a couple there. So folks, go visit that. In the meantime, welcome Patricia and Thomas.
Well, thank you for having us,
Kenneth.
We really enjoy it. We're really looking forward to it.
Oh,
yes.
Great!
Thank
well, I am just thrilled and delighted to have you help us to understand more about spiritual engineering and, you know, how you came up with it, and what is some of these concepts?
Well, I'll just try to be brief because it's covered 28 years in doing this to where we are today. I went through a divorce that I did not want and fought it every way I could and almost committed suicide over it. I put a gun in my mouth and I was actually pulling the trigger when I had the thought that, you know, science can help you find a way out of this, can find some answers, and started out on a search to find some answers, how to have really good relationships and be able to put up with the adversities we hit in life. And so over the years, I got that master's degree in psychology, studied religion, studied spirituality. And as an engineer, I was looking for process and a result. That's what we focus on. How do you do this? How do you do this? And when I discovered that some people over the last century had really found out how to have fantastic lives. Abraham Maslow, William James, Carl Jung, these people studied these people, and Maslow called them self-actualizing. And a lot of people's heard that term, but he described these as the peak, the apex of human development. And he also said, after 30 years of research, less than 1% of the people ever do this, ever learn to have this self-actualizing experience and let them change their life. But when I looked at this and looked at the 12-step programs, I was able to come back and find the process, the recipe of what these people had done, and be able to put it down into a step-by-step formulation that now anybody can do it. Anybody can have a peak experience that access that inner spiritual dynamo that lives inside of us, and how to do that and let it change your life. So basically that's what I, over the years I've studied it, taught it in China, the Middle East, and different places. And it's not about religion. It's about each person having this specific energy inside of them that we can learn to tap into and change our life in a very logical, practical, scientific method.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome, because we get to hear lots of stories of people succeeding, and oh boy, the list of good advice, I could tell you, it would stretch from here around the block for me 50 times about, well, do this and do that and do the other thing. But there isn't, what's the process? And you hit that key word, how can we actually get the recipes so that we don't have to be brilliant. We just have to follow some simple instructions and simple directions. Huge. Thank you.
And all this stuff. Go ahead.
Kenny, the most important thing, as you mentioned, is that if we teach people the process, if we teach them how to fish, they can do it themselves. And they don't need to be dependent on the doctor, the psychologist, the counselor, because they can tap into this infinite potential that really lives inside each one of us. You know, the peak experience is nothing mysterious. It's nothing esoteric or metaphysical. It's something that any person at any given moment can achieve by just by following a very simple process, because it is available to each person. All that we need to know is how to do it. And that's what spiritual engineering does. It teaches each person. For you, dear friend that is listening, right here, right now, you can access that inner spiritual infinite potential that lives inside of you and is just ready to be awakening and is just ready to transform your life.
Ah, now this sounds exciting. I understand that there are two sides of spiritual engineering. So can you please tell us about each side, the engineering part and the spiritual part?
Well, as I said, the engineering part focuses on the process and results. It's not what I look for, and that what makes this a little different from some of the other things is that I went out and evaluated everything that was out there, psychology, counseling, everything, what works and what doesn't work, what really produces results in people's lives, and then formulated the process and be able to come up with the process. So it's the process, but what it really does is let each person try this process and verify it. They do experiments. They verify the transformation in their own life. And as they start seeing these changes, that lets them do more and more of this, and the changes just start snowballing. So the engineering part is the practical, systematic approach and the verification of results. We what produces results for the large majority of people try this. These aren't the exception. These are what is expected, that people learn how not to worry. How not to worry, how to get rid of resentments, what to do in a relationship when somebody betrays you. Very practical things. But, and what surprised me, Kenneth, was when I started out this research and come up with this spiritual answer, it wasn't what I was looking for. That's not where I was headed. I didn't start out on this. It just ended up, this was the only thing that really worked, a spiritual answer that is very practical. And so now Patricia can tell you about the spiritual part. Now, to just for your listeners, right now I'm in the state of Washington and she's in Colorado, so if we seem a little disconnected, that's why.
Well, from where I'm sitting, you guys are right next to each other.
And also something that Thomas mentioned is, do you know, Kenneth, that we can apply the laws of physics to relationships? We can apply entropy, energy efficiency to relationships. We can apply the process that engineering uses to solve the more complex industrial problems. We can apply that to emotions. Do you know that we can also apply the problem differentiation? So if you, dear listener, you think that you have a lot of problems and you are totally overwhelmed and you don't know what to do, I mean, we can use the process for problem differentiations to know the difference between a real problem and a problem that is just created by maybe your own worries, your own fear. So those are very concrete, specific tools from science that are applied to emotions and relationships. So that is the engineering part of the this program. And the spiritual part of it is just to recognize that there's three different kind of energies. And we are very familiar with physics, law of gravity, the law of electricity. Those are physical energies. And then now we're exploring the mental energy, how the mind works, how these emotions can determine the type of light that we have. But also, we're just scratching the surface of what is a spiritual energy. When you, for example, when people go to church and they participate in a ceremony, after they leave, they feel really good because they fill themselves with this spiritual energy. When people meditate, when people pray, that's how they tap into this spiritual energy. We're just getting to know about this energy. Doctors are actually asking prayers and pastors and ministers to go and pray over people who went through surgery because they're validating the experience of how this energy can be healing, can heal actually people. Now, so we can connect with this spiritual energy. It's like tapping into our own source of happiness. You know, it's like electricity. We don't see electricity, but we know how it works. It's the same thing with this spiritual energy that is just ready to be tapped into it.
Ah, so we know it's there, but sometimes we're not sure about the process to get to it, and that's what you and Thomas are offering us. To me, this is extraordinary. We're going way beyond good advice into practical application, and then you've been doing this, and it's nice to see that there's many ways that you offer it. So I'm wondering, can you give us some of the different ways that you provide people access to this technology?
Honey?
Patricia?
We say we are disconnected here. Yes, we do it through the CDs, and people who go into our website, www.spiritualengineering, they can see some of the CDs that we are offering, but also we do workshops, we do seminars here in Denver, and also we do personalized process. And it's just amazing to see how throughout six sessions, and it's all that it takes. And because this is a scientific process, we can guarantee that if the person does follow each one of the exercise activities, and if they practice these principles, by the fourth, fifth session, they're going to start experiencing the well-being. They're going to start experiencing the happiness. That is
right.
Yes. So it doesn't take 6-7 months to connect with this spiritual energy. It takes very few sessions, and that's what we do. We do it through workshops, seminars, lectures, and personalized instruction. That's the way that we do it.
Now, I heard you saying something about 6 sessions. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so is that part of, if someone comes to a workshop, do you go through the 6 sessions in a workshop over several days, or can a client call you on the phone, or do they come to your office, or do you kind of parachute into their location?
Well, we are very flexible in this moment. We're doing classes, and the classes usually last 6 weeks. And we have groups of 10, 20 people. It depends. So, and through those 6 weeks, we walk the class through the process, and we give them exercise. And by the following session, they need to complete all the exercise, and we provide support through the phone so they can talk to us. So that's one way of doing it. The other way to do it is also a person meet with each one of us according to their preference or the type of situation that they want to work through. And then we do 6 sessions with them. And usually, Kenneth, and that's all that it takes, because we just want to teach them the system. And then we have to remove ourselves, because they have to be, we don't want them to be dependent on us. They don't need to, because when they tap into this infinite source of power, they don't need anybody else. They have the red phone directly to their own happiness.
Oh, yes. Well, if you make them dependent on you, they keep showing up for dinner and stuff.
Kenneth, let me give you one example. We had a person there in Denver who used to be a counselor, and he was in the counseling field. He was a hostage negotiator, and he taught stress management and things like that. And he had left that field and went into a private industry and went through a real relationship crisis and had this, and when I met him and we were talking, and the man was almost suicidal. I mean, he had just, all the tools that he had, he couldn't bring to bear when he got involved deep down in a real personal problem. And he started this, and within 3 weeks, this guy, I mean, when he talks about his transformation, it was unbelievable. You know, he was able to let go of the relationship, to heal himself. He hadn't worked for quite a while. He found a job. But he said that this man had previously studied ministry. And so he had the religious background. He had the psychological. He had a graduate degree in psychology. He had practiced this and taught a lot of things to other people. But for some reason, when it got into his own life situation, he couldn't make the breakthrough. And with this, within 3 weeks, and it's just amazing, his life is still going like that. I mean, it was just a total transformation. And this is just one. It's been a number of them. And it's no rocket science to this. We call it engineering. Mm-hmm. But it's very basic, common sense things. And it's like baking a cake. We have the recipe, and, you know, we provide the material. Other people have to get some of their own material. But they do the work, and they bake the cake. And it's just amazing. It's just so simple, and it's not complex at all. It's discovering the natural laws of the universe and how to let them apply in your own life and go with the flow of the energy that God gives us instead of going against it. It's just learning to recognize that. And it's moving, hopefully, that 1% that Maslow found. Start making that to anybody that wants it can experience that peak experience and transformation.
That's so, so wonderful. Now, I'm wondering, when someone is interested in this process, I see on your website 3 CDs, My Living Solutions, Healthy Grieving, and I Believe. Is getting that going to take us partway through the process, or how does this all tie together?
Okay, the Living Solutions is one that we're redoing right now, and it's being rebranded as Spiritual Engineering. That is the process. That's a 2 CD collection with a workbook and everything. That is the process. And one of the things the process, this whole spiritual engineering concept teaches us is it starts with relationships. Relationships are the biggest thing in our life. And then as it breaks down relationships, it's very simple. Relationships have to be built. They just can't happen. A lot of our stress, anxiety, worry, and everything comes from a relationship with somebody, either with a boss or with a significant other, with a child or with something. When we have these relationships with other people, they cause a lot of turmoil. They cause the best feelings and the worst feelings we can ever experience. But what this process does is say there's only 3 relationships you can ever have in life. It's like building a house. Like I said, they have to be built. We have a foundation, a walls, and a roof. Very simple. The foundation has to be a spiritual relationship, a relationship with God or whatever you want to call that divine being. The supporting structure for everything, the walls, is a relationship with yourself, an honest, dignified, a relationship that reflects dignity and self-respect and self-love. And then the relationships with other people become the roof, the apex of everything we ever do. But it has to be supported by a good relationship with yourself, which has to rest on a spiritual foundation. So you have 3 types of relationships, the spiritual, the one with self, and then relationships with other people. The relationship and everything. See, my life before I got into this, when I'd have a problem in my relationships, like when I went through that divorce, I wanted to work on the relationship, and that's why it never worked. See, when I get anxiety, worry, anger, anything out of a relationship, that's a symptom. The problem is always in my self relationship, and I have to work on that to see why I'm reacting that way. So we spend a lot of time with people learning, you know, helping them learn to like themselves and to love themselves. You know, Jesus and Buddha both told us that to love your neighbor as yourself. And it took years to realize that they're telling us we're only capable of giving or extending love to another person as much as we love ourselves in a healthy way. So we do a lot of work with people, teaching them to love themselves. Then after that, the other relationships just fall into place. But the CDs, what the I Believe CD does is just real short thing affirmations on pain and misery, the difference between pain and misery, how to be loving in a relationship. It focuses on relationships. But it works on shifting our mental attitude to give us new things to think of things in a different way. Like I said, to love your neighbor as yourself, we have to love ourselves. But it teaches us to look at different things in a different way and with a lot of gratitude and be grateful for what we've got and not be so judgmental of other people. The healthy grieving is just about grieving, about losing people to death or separation or divorce, and how to use these tools to go through that process.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wow. So a person could get those three CDs if they weren't able to attend one of your seminars or contact you for private support, and this could lead them through the process?
Yes, it would help them a lot through the process. As I said, the ones that will really help is the Living Solutions, and that's the one that we have those, and they're being redone, and that is the process. That is two full CDs that work through the process with the workbook. The I Believe is one, the I Believe is one that people across the world have responded to. Our Iranian friends have got it, and they're translating it into Farsi. Patricia's translated it into Spanish. We had great receptivity to that in China, in the Middle East. Everybody just loves that CD because it's so plain and simple, and it just makes people shift their thinking to a different level of thinking. And then the grieving is for anyone that's been through a loss of anyone, whether it's a living loss in a divorce or separation or a loss due to death. And these combine the practical with a lot of experience because, as you mentioned at the beginning, this comes from the experience of losing people, dear, dear people I love dearly, and how to go through that and build beyond that.
Mm, excellent. Excellent. That's fantastic. Now, calling on you, Patricia, for a moment, for a bit of a romantic nature because of your wonderful Colombian background there. Could you share some of the love story of you and Tom and your meeting and some of that?
Yes, of course, definitely, it's a beautiful story. We met 7 years ago in East Spark, Colorado. I was living in Florida, and he was living in Wyoming in transit to the Middle East. And for those reasons of life, we just came together, and we started to talk. And something that he said to me about this natural order of things apply to relationships. He said to me, it was a lot of compatibility in the physical level, and this is something that spiritual engineering makes very clear when we're talking about building those relationships. It has to be some kind of physical attraction and compatibility at the mental level, but also we felt a powerful spiritual connection, very powerful. We had this incredible faith in God, and also we had made a decision to serve other people, to help other people. Of course, I didn't know how to do it, but he had already the process. And when we started to exchange ideas, we felt like we were like soulmates, definitely. And he said to me that I will be the most important person in his life, but I will always be number three. That his relationship with God will be number one, his honest relationship with himself will be number two, and his relationship with other people will be the number three, and I will be the most important person, but I will be always number three. And I like that. And I like that. And we just sat there. We were talking in Estes Park, beautiful, looking at the Rocky Mountains. The day was absolutely gorgeous. And I like to pray. So I said, let's pray. We held hands, and we pray, and we felt really good. And we were just sitting there just looking at the mountains, and then this hummingbird flew towards us, and it just kind of hovered in front of my face, and then it went to his face, and it did it for 3 times, and it was like a magical moment, and we didn't know what happened. And of course, when it flew away, we say, what happened here? And we start laughing, because we know that hummingbirds are very elusive. They're not very friendly birds. And they did this, and we just kind of laughing, and we just felt this incredible happiness. And we felt like, yes, we were made for each other. And to make the long story short, you know, we committed that night to be with each other and to carry this message. And I committed to my husband to help him to make this dream his calling true, because it's the same calling that I always had, to help humanity, to connect with God. And I didn't know how to do it. And that's why he helped me to change my life. And it moved my life to another level, the level of practical, concrete, day-to-day service to others. And I am very grateful. And I had fulfilling, I'm fulfilling the dream of my life, the purpose of my life, through this incredible partnership that we have. And let me tell you, we still do. We meditate together every day. We pray together every day. Now that he's there in Washington, I call him in the morning, and we read together, we meditate, and we pray together, because God is a very important part in our relationship. It's just that foundation upon which we build this relationship, and God is real to us, and we know that we will continue growing as individuals and also as a partner, as partners, because we had that foundation. So if someone out there thinks that there's not such a thing as soulmates, we're here to tell you, yeah, you may have a soulmate just waiting for you. And yeah, there's love in stories, and there's love at the first sight. Those things may happen if we are aligned with a higher purpose. So if that's the purpose, it will happen to you as well.
Ah, so if I'm hearing correctly, you two had done some individual work. Thomas, you created this process, and Patricia, you have an extensive background in counseling. And then there you were in Estes Park. For those of you who don't know it, it's a high mountain resort in Colorado, a beautiful, beautiful, pristine setting. And then I've met and shared the concept, and it was so well grounded in practical terms, this to me, I think we may have, Thomas, and I don't see a CD, we could call this, I think, the ultimate pickup line. And on the menu, we could add in, of course, hummingbird is optional.
And it's an incredible story, and it's so beautiful. Uh-huh.
But well, sharing this, and we were sitting there looking at the mountains, and she was listening to the I Believe CD in my truck. She was sitting there listening. I wanted to hear it. And about on the second or third track, she just started crying. And I couldn't believe, I mean, this was, you know, I just met her, and we just had a great rapport. And I'm sitting there, and this woman has tears running down her face, and I think, I've never had anybody react like this. And that, and later she said that when she heard that and she saw, heard this, she knew right there that she'd met her soulmate.
Ah, wow. To me, that's so beautiful. And what I want to encourage our listeners to realize in all of this is that there, by practicing some important spiritual principles, by as in the first commandment, to put nothing else before God, and Thomas, you've been practicing that, and then put it forward and shared it in a powerful way that touched to Patricia's heart. So we want to go deeper, because I didn't hear you say we met in the bar, and after 15 Cuba Libres, we knew it was true love.
Right.
that this was not a chemical-induced external chemical reaction.
No,
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 not at all.
It was not. And
it was
the
spiritually induced.
And Kenneth, you mentioned something so important, and we've kind of, you know, we have God as the center of our life. That's it. We went back a year after we were married and took another ceremony by ourselves, in which we took God as a managing partner in this relationship. This is a three-way relationship, not two, not just her and me. And we actually have a chair in our kitchen that's got God on the back of the chair. And anytime we have a disagreement or anything, we sit down at that table, and right there is sitting a physical reminder of the presence of this spiritual divinity that each one of us have. And believe me, it's awfully difficult to have an argument when you think God's sitting there.
That's like trying to have an argument in front of Santa Claus.
It really is. Okay, go ahead, baby.
Many times when we have those moments, like every couple has them, and we are in conflict, we're not seeing eye on eye on the same situation, so we say, okay, God, what is it that you want us to do? And we make silent and we pray, and then, you know, something is revealed in that moment, because this partner, this spiritual partner, is very faithful. He's always waiting. He's always waiting to be invited into the relationship. And also, if when I'm upset or he's upset, we had make a commitment to say, okay, we're going to stop and we're going to pray. And sometimes, let me tell you, dear listener, I don't want to pray. I'm upset. I'm upset. He's making me upset. And he say, let's pray, honey. And I got to bite my tongue and say, I don't want to pray, but I promise that I'm going to do it. And after we pray for a little bit, I calm down. I feel peace in my mind, and I'm like, okay, so I was silly. I can apologize. Okay, honey, I'm sorry about what the way that I was acting. I'm sorry about what I say. Okay, now let's see if we can find a solution. And it really works. These are very practical things, and we don't have to wait, because God is always waiting. He is always within our reach.
That's so beautiful. Something I wanted to ask the two of you. Both in your meeting and your work that you did over many years, you've reached a point where you're very functional and have a beautiful life, and you're helping others. What I'd like to find out is the kind of people that can show up in terms of how bad off can someone be, how dysfunctional or how much pain. Because there's so much going on in the world, and it would be nice to know at different levels of dysfunction, addicted to drugs or feeling rage or very sad and depressed, grief, on medication, different things. Can you help? Is there a way we can kind of learn about some of these entry points?
Oh,
Patty, let me say something. She can give you a couple very concrete examples of people that just amazing examples. Very recent, right there in Denver, you know. But the nice thing about this doesn't require any religious belief. It doesn't require that anyone believe as we believe or anything like that. All it requires is a little bit of willingness and open-mindedness. And I have a saying that God ever responds to the faintest flicker of faith. And that's what if people that this has worked with agnostics. It doesn't make any difference if people are a little open-minded and say, hey, there might be something out there and it might help my life. I think I'll do this. So that is the kind of attitude that they need to bring, just a willingness and an open-mindedness that there might be something there that they could help them change their life. And if they do that, then Patricia can tell you about some of the examples, and some very concrete examples.
Wow.
Yes, I have worked with people with severe addiction problems and alcohol, and it's just one simple case. The other one is people who had problems with religion, people who have superstitions so ingrained in their lives that they're even afraid of leaving the house and go find a job. And through this process of the spiritual engineering, we've been able to help them remove that fear, because what the process does is goes deep into those fears, those emotions, and remove them with this expulsive spiritual energy. And also I have worked with people that have problems in their relationships, problem with the children. One person that I would like to mention in this moment is, before I started one of my classes, one of the participants called me and said that he was so sick and tired of his relationship with his wife, and he was ready to divorce her because he thought that she was doing witchcraft on him. And I said, well, because we firmly believe in the power of the family, and this is one of the things that my husband and I on spiritual engineering is committed with. We know that families are very important, and we love children. We want children to grow up stronger, and that we know the importance of growing up in a healthy family. And because of that, I felt committed to this person, and I said, why don't you come to one of our classes? And he came to the first class alone. By the second time, he brought his wife and his children, and then by the third session, we saw harmony, and they were talking back and forth nicely. And last Thursday night, we finished that class, and they came together, and they say, Patricia, this program, this class, help us to save our marriage. And they were with tears in their eyes. And I was on tears, of course, because I'm very sentimental. But I felt that they really gave them very concrete answers and solutions to their problem. So we see a big potential as helping children how to make right decisions. They don't teach them that in the schools, you know. So these are just very simple and few examples of all the wide spectrum of population that we can work with, or people that really want to be happier, people who are in these miserable relationships. They put in their partner first. They let in their partner to determine who they wanted to be. And by regaining self-trust, self-confidence, and a healthy self-love, they are able to say, I don't want to be in this relationship today. I have another call from this person, this woman who was working with me. She was in this relationship, in this marriage, and today she called me and she said, you know what? I realize by working with you, I realize I cannot be in this marriage anymore. And it's going to be painful. But he doesn't want to change. I want to change. I need to love myself. I have self-esteem. I'm not going to allow him to talk to me this way. She is ready to make a decision, but because she found the strength within herself, she found her self-value, she found that she has to build those walls. The walls are the relationship with herself. And she found that this relationship with her husband was crushing her. The roof was falling down, and she couldn't live like that anymore. So the results vary, but it's building those relationships. The foundation is the spiritual relationship. The walls, a healthy relationship with myself, and the roof is a healthy, responsible relationship with others. And these are the kind of people that we're working with.
That's wonderful. You're talking about this strength that a woman got to basically stand up for herself.
Uh-huh.
And to make a determination, I'd like the marriage to continue. They're not willing to make the modification, so I have to leave it. And to have the strength to do that, that's a very powerful thing, because we see so often in battered relationships, women being mm-hmm. battered, men being battered.
Exactly.
That no matter how bad it hurts them, beatings, emotional betrayal, all kinds of terrible things, they still go, well, I can't get rid of them, or I can't leave this thing. And so that's huge.
Kenneth, and that comes because that person, or like that's exactly like I was in my first marriage. I didn't value myself. I had very little value for myself. And then that meant I couldn't, there's no way. I had a hole inside me that I used the other person to fill that hole. And I've tried to use other people. I've tried to use alcohol. I've tried everything. And only God can fill that hole. And when I find out what that relationship with God, and that's one of the things we try to help people with, is I never depend on Patricia to make me happy. But by when I'm okay with myself, she enhances. Oh, she adds so much to my happiness. But it's not depending on her for that happiness, and it's a totally different thing.
And there's a lot of people out there that they feel that, okay, they are in this relationship. It's not working for them. But they're getting all their self-worth from this partner. This partner makes them feel good because they don't feel good about themselves. And what a spiritual engineering does is help them to build a healthy relationship with themselves. When people can say, I'm worth it. I'm a good person. I don't deserve to live like this. I was born to be happy, to enjoy life to the fullest. What I'm cutting myself short. And they can take on a stand for themselves like this woman is doing and say, that's it. I'm going to live this, but I'm going to live without resentment. I'm going to live without anger. I'm going to live without fear. And actually being able to walk out of that unhealthy relationship and to bring none of, very little of this emotional baggage, and being able to nourish themselves back into healthy relationships. And it's okay if they have to be alone, or it's okay if they can bring another partner into their life. But they are okay with themselves because they have a good foundation and they have good walls, healthy self-love, healthy self-worth. They know who we are. And Kenneth, dear listener, something that we really forget is we are children of God. We are children of God. What can be better than that? I mean, there is a fragment, a piece of God that lives inside each one of us. And if we don't believe anything else, we can declare that, yeah, we have this self-worth because we are children of the Most High. And that in itself is a great value.
Oh, yes. Now, one of the things that is so important about your work, and I don't know how much you can share in terms of some of that how, but we come in as in my, what I like to think, what I like to assume is true, it may or may not be. I haven't had God actually rip the roof off my house and say, I'm really here. Yes. So I'm going to assume that, yes, he is for many reasons, or she is. And what I'm wondering, we come in as these beautiful, wonderful God creatures, these children of this holy energy of the universe. And and then through the educational process many of us have been through, that piece of information has been basically pushed aside or suppressed or just covered with so many layers of other information that when someone's showing up, it's like they're a good distance away from that. And I'm just wondering, in your work, if there's something, I mean, do you have to use electrical stimulation, or is it the talking process, or is it meditation, or screaming and beating pillows?
Okay, it's a very specific step-by-step process. First of all, and one of the things that was hard for me, as I said, I wasn't searching for a spiritual answer. And one of the things that helped me was, Patricia mentioned, was electricity. I know electricity is a power. I believe in that. I believe in the wind. I know these things are powers that I can't see. And then it dawned on me that I believe in electricity because I see the effect it has on objects. It turns the light on. It makes the stove heat up. And so I know there's electricity there. So what we teach people and try to, as spiritual engineering does, is how to access that power they already have within them. It's already there. It's like the electricity flowing behind a wall and you have a fan sitting there. the fan doesn't do what it's supposed to do until it's plugged into that outlet and then turned on. And that's all it does. It has to complete that circuit, and then it becomes what it's meant to be. And so each person has this spiritual energy inside of them. But if Maslow was right, only 1 in 100 ever learned to plug into that and let it change their life. So what we offer are very practical, step-by-step. What you do in the morning, like Patricia said, we pray and meditate. What to pray for, how to pray for things that really work, how to try prayer, how to experiment, actually do experiments. But the biggest thing is how to develop this consciousness, this awareness of this power that's inside each and every one of us. And just very specific tools on how to do that individually, and then how to do that as a couple in a relationship. But guidelines and what to do in the morning, throughout the day, at night, when you get upset, here's what you do. Bam, bam, bam. Here's what you do. So it's very concrete steps on what to do.
Ah.
And of course,
so
this
important.
Is part.
And the person, can they be kind of hurting and still have the strength to go through these steps, or does it take a process? Because you said it was 6 1-week session or 6 sessions. Is it once a week for 6 weeks?
Well, some people do this also. Within a day or two. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Patty.
Yes, thank you, honey. One of the things is, as Thomas was mentioning before, is we teach them how to build the house of the relationships. The first part is to put the foundation, the spiritual relationship, and many people do it through different ways. But we teach how, we share how to pray more effectively, how to meditate, how to pause throughout the day, to do all those to build their own devotional practices, whatever works for them. And then what we do is we work in the mind. We help them to identify negative patterns of behavior, of thinking, where all these negative emotions come, all those memories that they have from probably their childhood. So we help them, we kind of put a magnifier glass on their mind to identify where this fear comes from, where this anger came from, what happened in their childhood that maybe triggered some envy, jealousy, resentment. How to look at those resentments, what they do into their lives, and we do that at the third session. And actually, we give them material so they can go home and they can look at these emotions and recognize the patterns and recognize all those unhealthy expectations, unhealthy perceptions. So people become very skillful in recognizing what are exactly these patterns of behavior that are creating the problems. And they are sort of like addicted to these negative emotions. And then we do a process of emotional release using this spiritual energy that they've been building through the first and second week. And to the final session, and obviously, if the major problem is with anger, we work with their anger, and they work with their anger. And if they also have problem with worry, so we help them to work with their worry. We show them how to do it. And towards the two final sessions, we share with them guidelines on how to build healthy relationship with other people, how to put the roof on the house, how they can become more active in the communities, how can they become more active in the churches, with their own network, how to create a better, healthier world for us.
Wow, this is amazing. I want to give your website again as we wrap up, folks. Go to visit spiritual-engineering.com. Learn about the work of Thomas and Patricia Strasser. This is just wonderful. Our show today has been brought to you by advancedliving.com, the home of the Comfort Clock technology. You're invited to go visit advancedliving.com and find an easy way to complement the wonderful work that you could get done when you visit Thomas and Patricia Strasser at spiritual-engineering.com. And this is just so extraordinary that we have a simple process. We can get the CDs. We could sign up for one of your seminars. We could contact you in person through the website. And this is extraordinary work, and I just want to thank you as we wrap up and just bless you on what your path and what you're doing, and wish you so much success, and thank you for taking time, and thank you, beloved listeners, for tuning in each week. So wish you all a wonderful week, and until we meet again, God bless, and goodbye for now.
Thank you. Let's go.